Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Do you know who's injured and who's not? Because goodness knows, there's lots of comings and goings with the Friday injury report for the Green Bay Packers, including Rashid Walker, starting left tackle, added with a knee injury. He is questionable heading into Sunday's contest. Now, we'll see if he is able to go. Obviously, I think we'll get reporting around that throughout probably tomorrow afternoon and Sunday morning. If he's unable to go, it'd be very interesting to see if they throw Dillard in there at left tackle, or if they move Elgton Jenkins over, maybe Zach Tom over to left tackle, put Dillard at right. A lot of different ways they could go there. Don't want to get out ahead of our skis, though. Hopefully this is just precautionary and a tweak of something where, you know how the Packers are. They are always going to over-communicate when it comes to the injury report. So it's something to monitor leading up to Sunday's game, which still looks like it's set to be a bit of a rainy affair there at Lambeau Field. Talked about it yesterday. The forecast for Sunday afternoon certainly doesn't look to have changed all that much. Going to be a cloudy, windy, rainy affair, especially as the game goes on. So something to look for. Maybe that keeps somebody like Jaire Alexander on the shelf. Jaire limited in practice yet again all 3 days this week. He is listed once again as questionable. Talking in the locker room this afternoon with reporters, he said it's most likely that he is going to play, but you never really know. And also, he can think one thing, and possibly the medical staff might be thinking something very different. We'll see what happens on Sunday morning when we get those inactives. But a bunch of things to look for, including the fact that Luke Musgrave has officially been placed on injured reserve. He is out for the next 4 weeks at the minimum. John Fitzpatrick practicing this week with the Packers. Matt LaFleur talking at the podium earlier this afternoon saying unlikely he contributes right away. Has to get up to speed with the offense, though there is a bit of crossover terminology-wise, things like that. But don't look for him to contribute right away. You'll see most likely some Ben Sims in some two tight end sets, who I think Ben played pretty well out there in L.A. in his limited role. Maybe that gets expanded a little bit throughout the next few weeks, but Packers will be without Luke Musgrave for the next month or so. Let's give a shout-out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 on lineups, and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun at the link in the description of this video. Remember, code CHTV. Do it, folks. I'll be making my picks Sunday morning for the game in Lambeau Field between the Cardinals and the Packers. Exciting stuff. I put it on Twitter this afternoon. I know I've heard a lot of talk about the last time the Cardinals came to Lambeau when Mike McCarthy got fired. Mason Crosby misses that kick at the end. It's a very ugly affair throughout that afternoon. That was a weather game as well, very inclement weather. But man, I don't know. I guess I'm old, but every time I think of the Cardinals coming to Lambeau Field, I think of the first time they made the playoffs in my lifetime. Now, it took a strike-shortened season to make that happen, but the Packers beat the Cardinals in Lambeau Field in a, back then, I believe it was a divisional game because it was before wild card weekend existed. But I remember little 10-year-old Aaron thinking that this was heaven. Never in a million years did I think I'd be watching the Green Bay Packers in a playoff game. Yet there they were, and they dominated. Lynn Dickey went off to the tune of 3 touchdowns, a couple hundred yards passing. This is back in, you know, the early 80s. So it was a glorious time. I'll never forget it. I was so excited. And then the next week they went down to Dallas and got stomped. And that set me up for, you know, a lifetime of knowing all about heartache in the playoffs against the Cowboys, which is great. It's great. It seasoned me as a young man. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody. Starting off with Jocelyn with a super chat. Thanks, Jocelyn. Nags, how did Bullard look in the slot? Liked your Nixon take in transplants. If 23 returns, interested to see if he will be big nickel. Arizona uses a lot of tight ends. Yes, they do. And McBride in particular has been you know, very effective for them. I do not doubt for a moment that we'll still continue to see Bullard in the slot from time to time. I don't think it's going to be a permanent move. I think some of it might be, or I think it will be, dependent on the opponent, what type of scheme they're facing. To your point, I think this week it continues to make sense for them to go that route, even with Jair back. And that does create maybe some log jams as far as getting guys on the field, maybe certain guys not getting as much playing time. We'll see how they handle it. But yes, I think if there's an opponent where it makes sense to continue that, as far as Bullard being down in the box, playing some of that big nickel stuff, this week certainly lends itself to that idea. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll do that, but I think it makes a world of sense. No question about it. Go Pack, thanks for checking out the stream on X. Dude, you look kind of like Papa Smurf. Go Pack, go. I mean, if I was wearing my blue hoodie, maybe. That'd be even closer. But yeah, the white beard does some wonders for the Papa Smurf likeness. Got that one. Mike Witt, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. The last time the Cards played at Lambeau was Mike McCarthy's last game. I was there, a.k.a. the Josh Rosen game. Ugh, go Pack, go. Mike, yep, that's why I brought it up, because I know that's everybody's kind of go-to with the Cardinals and Lambeau. But for me, it's about that first playoff game. Joe, thanks for the super chat, man. Can't believe Tom Brady didn't want to be a Bear. Wow, that's random, but I believe that had been out there before, unless he's been resurfacing it or someone has re-asked him about it. But yeah, that's kind of hilarious. But, you know, if you're a quarterback, especially of worldwide renown and one of the all-time greats, would you want to go to the Bears? I mean, yes, it'd be the ultimate reclamation project, and you could potentially, you know, have a street named in your honor and a parade thrown for you every year for the rest of your life if you were to win a Super Bowl with the Bears as an all-time great. But I think even Tom Brady recognized Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die, and he didn't want any part of that. No question. Not interested in this ad. What a handle on X. Dobbs' situation is clarified. I mean, clarified by the man himself, yes. Very good to hear him speaking with reporters. I think the best part that came out of that session was Lauren asking him if he's all right, given that a number of guys in the locker room had mentioned mental health. Dobbs saying, yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. To me, that's it. That closes the chapter right there. He's back. He's been suspended. He's back from suspension. He's clearly talked to his teammates. He's back in the fold, and forward they go. Matt LaFleur was asked, will he play on Sunday? LaFleur's answer was a resounding yes. That's good for me. I'm cool. Riley Angel, thanks for the super chat. Why do Packers seem to excel at drafting certain positions like wide receiver and offensive line, but seem to struggle relatively at other positions like defensive back? I mean, it's something we've talked about before. I do think partly, yes, you are sometimes predisposed on a staff, depending on who you have at certain positions. But it's interesting with the Packers because they've seemingly kept this streak up, especially along the offensive line, with some real comings and goings in their personnel group, right? Like, you can trace it back to, say, when Alonzo and Elliott and those guys were still in the building. They were doing that. They were identifying talent late in the draft along the offensive line. And that seemingly has continued through the shift to Brian's crew and all the guys that are in the building now. So now some of them are the same, but a lot, there's been turnover, obviously, and they still seem to be able to fine-tune and figure out what they need athletic testing-wise and obviously tape-wise, and they've been very good in that regard. As for defensive backs, I do think some of it is preference to, you know, their seeming thresholds that they have set down for a long time, though Brian has said that they're always looking at them every offseason, trying to tweak it. But yeah, they've been a bit snake bit there. I don't know if it's because they value certain things over others, maybe i.e. athleticism over actual playing time and tape, etc. But it seems to be a thing around the league. It's not just in Green Bay. Like, there are teams that are excellent at identifying talent at other positions and then poor. We were just talking about the Bears, right? You know, they're track record of evaluating quarterbacks has been pretty dismal, no matter who the personnel people have been. It's weird how it's just kind of in the DNA of certain franchises. And for the Packers, you're right. They certainly have strong areas and pretty clear weaker ones. Why that might be, it's a pretty significant mystery. But you're not imagining it. That's all I can say. Ed, Thanks for the super chat, man. Run the ball, let the D rest, so when the D takes the field, they will be at their best and beat the freaking Cardinals. Corey, no cat will come close to a superlative dog. I'm not getting in the middle of the dog-cat argument. Nope, refusing to do it. As for running the ball and letting the D rest, I'm all for this idea. We'll see how long they're able to stick with it. I do think Matt does tend to sometimes get a little trigger happy. Maybe Josh Jacobs and company can keep the ball rolling, keep them ahead of the sticks, most importantly. And yeah, let that defense get a rest or two. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. Happy Victory Monday, Eve, 27-24. I'm down with this. I'm down with it. That feels a little closer than I'd like, but a win is a win is a win, and I will certainly take it. Nags, remember beating the Cards and losing out on Sanders and Aikman? Well, we didn't lose out. We took somebody else. Don't remind me. Mike, thanks again, man. Rashid Walker is on the injury report this week. He's on Carry the G Radio. Coincidence? I think not. The Carry the G Radio curse has begun, LOL. Except he hasn't not played yet. If he doesn't play, then I think you're onto something. But if he's out there on Sunday doing his thing, then you are wasting your super chat money. Aaron Picard, Kevin King? No. For those of you wondering, Kevin King was indeed cut by the Atlanta Falcons today. I believe Aaron is asking if the Packers would ever bring him back. And I am saying, no, sir. That will be a negative. What else we got? Javier says, McKinney's sixth pick to the house. I mean, how insane would Lambeau go? Can you even fathom? Could you even comprehend? Middle of the second quarter, maybe early third. McKinney gets the beat on a ball thrown to the outside by Kyler Murray, who up to that point has had a pretty good day. And then all of a sudden, McKinney jumps in front of it and tears up the sideline and not only scores the touchdown, but then jumps in the stands almost as an homage to Leroy Butler. And the place goes insane after his sixth interception in as many games. That's called manifesting it, kids. That's what we're doing here. We're manifesting. Jordan, we have a better chance of bringing Amari Rodgers back. Okay, relax. We took Mandrich over Sanders. Don't remind me. I'm having fun remembering the Cardinals playoff game. We don't need to talk about what happened in the next draft, okay? Lord, it's Friday. Crack one open. Have a good time. Oh. Twitch loves you, Nags. And I love Twitch, even though I'm rarely on there. And I only do this once a day there. And I'm not nearly on long enough. And I don't do any or nearly as much games content as I should. But I love you, Twitch. Thanks for tuning in. Brian Tuttle asks, who's going to the game? Chime in the chat here if you're going to the game. Let Brian know. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Mr. Englewood. Complicated fella is the Packers' goat. You know what? You're right, Mr. Englewood. Bart Starr was a complicated fella, and he is the Packers' goat. I'm glad you're on board. So many aren't, especially in the younger generation. But it's good to see you are. Straight Stokes for Rasul. Yeah, I don't think the Bills are going for that one. But, hell, you never know. I don't think, Brian had planned on trading Rasul when he got that call from the Bills. So maybe they're not planning on trading Rasul, and they get the call from Brian, and they're like, you know what? Yeah, let's do that. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Jill, thanks for checking out the stream on YouTube. Is this Josh Myers' last season as a Packer? He really struggled last week. Who do you see replacing him next season? If he still struggles this season, would he be replaced late in the season? Jill, it's funny you bring that up because prior to last week, he'd been playing pretty darn well. And as I joked with Andy Herman earlier this week, I kind of cursed him by putting that out there on Twitter. And so when he struggled this past week in LA, I fully blame myself because, again, he had played well the last two games prior to that. Now, all of that to say, I'm mostly joking, I do suspect this is probably Josh's last year in Green Bay, unless he goes on some incredible run, say the second half of the season. I doubt he's back unless that happens. And as for who might replace him, I think the ideal replacement, if you're the Packers, and their plan might be, or probably was, Jacob Monk. their day three pick from Duke this past draft, who you probably haven't heard a lot about this year because he's a rookie and maybe saw him in preseason, but he hasn't played a lick so far during the regular season. And he probably won't, hoping that everyone stays healthy. But he had a really good camp, and he certainly improved as the summer went along and did take plenty of snaps at center, played center at Duke. I think if, you know, they are able to execute that kind of plan, that would be probably choice one, but not, you know, for sure, lock solid. Things can change. Like, hey, Josh could play really, really well down the stretch. But yeah, as it stands right now, that would be my guess as to how that plays out. But there is a whole lot of ball game left in that regard. Jill, thank you for throwing in a super sticker. Appreciate you. What else we got here? John Sibitovich, yes, I did talk about Dobbs at the top. I'm glad he addressed the media. Sounds like he addressed his team and his teammates. And most importantly, Lauren asked him how he's doing in wake of the fact that plenty of people had mentioned mental health throughout the week in the locker room. And Dobbs said he's doing fine. Thank you for asking. Matt says he's playing on Sunday. Goodbye, me, man. Roll it. Let's do it. Let's get him out there and have him score a touchdown or two. Porkmaster. I turned the setting off on Madden to have the AI accept all trades. I hope Goody does the same. Wouldn't that be great? Man, all of a sudden you're just like wheeling and dealing with no restrictions and everyone just saying yes to everything. Man, it'd be like being in my fantasy league. That's right. That's for you, David. Twitter docs arguing with NFL dads was not on my bingo card yesterday. Oh, Spencer. That's insanity to me. And like, I don't know who this dude is. That's the first time I'd ever seen that account. Apparently he's got quite a reputation, as I found out after the replies. But for those of you who aren't on Twitter or sane and don't like dive into this part of the internet, there is a doctor, but he's a fantasy guy. Like, people follow him, I guess, for advice on injuries to get ahead on their fantasy lineups. And the discussion was about Christian Watson. And this guy had seen some video of Christian's injury against the Vikings and had diagnosed it as a high ankle sprain. And literally, not figuratively, not kind of, literally, Christian Watson's dad is on Twitter and says, man, no, that's not it. That was not the diagnosis. This is not it. You are incorrect. And this dude just doubled down. Going to the point where he responded to someone like, I haven't even seen confirmation that he is actual family. Like, dude, it is time to get off the internet. Go outside. Apparently this gentleman lives in Miami. Go outside. Go to the beach. Put your feet in the sand. Let the water lap you up and just relax. Take a breath. Deep, deep ocean air. And chill out for probably a month, I would suggest. Because that's about how much time you seem to need to get away from the internet, recalibrate, and come back to us here in humanity. That's my recommendation. That's my recommendation to you, Doc. Whew. That was nuts. Mike, thanks for the super chat, man. In my opinion, Reggie is the GOAT in Green Bay. Certainly in the conversation. And my biggest gripe with all these, they call me a boomer, so all these teenagers and 20-somethings talking about, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers, lock solid, no other candidates. There is no world where you can say Aaron Rodgers was point blank a better player, a better leader, or a better Green Bay Packer than Reggie fucking White. And if you do, you're either ignorant or you're lying to yourself. It's that simple. And again, I think Reggie, Aaron, Bart, Don, there are any number of guys where you can make the argument. But to say, like, point blank, this is the guy and there are no other people even worthy of discussion, seek help or grow up, one of the two. Rick Harris, thanks for the super chat, man. I just can't bring myself to root for Dallas. Ooh, Rick, I hear you, man. They're playing the Lions. You got to hold your nose and root for it, though, man. You need the Lions to lose. Got to take this division, man. I know it's difficult. Just think about Big Mike McCarthy. Holding on to his job for another week, because who knows? They start losing. Maybe Jerry gets an itchy trigger finger and Mike gets let go. And then they might actually go on a run. kidding. I'm kidding. But yeah, I hear you. It is it's tough business as a Packers fan having to root for the Dallas Cowboys. But root we shall, because we can't root for the Lions. God knows. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right before I get to Eric's Super Chat right here, bringing us home. For a guy who's losing his sanity during this team's growing pains, this on defense, what advice can you give me about separating the youth in-play moments and inexcusable in-play moments? Eric, there's a lot going on there, but I think I understand what you're saying. You just got to embrace your inner barbarian during the game, man. Just know, during the game, you are allowed to be as insane and insufferable as you want. You're a fan. It's short for fanatic, right? You're showing your passion. And don't intellectualize it. Don't say, oh, I should give him the benefit of the doubt. He's young, whatever. Man, be as mad as you want. Get off the chain. It's crazy time. Then you take a breath. Then you step back and you rewatch the game. And then you look at it with a dispassionate eye. And you look at it through the lens of, okay, this is a young guy, hopefully developing. What mistakes is he making? Has he made them before? Can we see evidence of him learning from past mistakes? Things like that. And I think a perfect example of that is Edrin Cooper. If you watch Edrin from that first game down in Brazil till now, you just watch him, and NFL Pro allows you to do this. Just look at his cut-ups, basically on field, every game. Just look at his play. You see a guy starting to figure it out, you know? But that's not on game day. My other recommendation is to get off Twitter on game day, 100%, because people fire things off. I can't tell you how many times. I've gotten 3 in the past 2 days, messages from people either on my Instagram or my Facebook who are like, I'm really sorry I tweeted that at you, or I'm really sorry I said this on Watch Party. I get it. That's why I don't get too upset about that unless it's highly personal. But for the most part, like if it's football focused, I don't really mind it because I understand people are passionate, right? So again, yeah, get off the social media and just enjoy and experience and immerse yourself in the game. And then after it's done, take a breath and pour yourself some whiskey, go back and watch the tape, and then try to look at it through a more analytical lens. If you're into that kind of thing, maybe you just don't want to, and you just want guys to play 100% all the time. And even that I understand, because God knows it shouldn't be homework, you know? All right, buddy. Got to get going. Thank you so much. See you on Watch Party. Please check out all the content here on the channel today. We dropped a new Packers playbook with Dusty, going over a bunch of plays at the Rams game. Had a great talk with Chris Dunlap about the Packers defense and how it's kind of a work in progress. Make sure you check those out. Check out Carry the G Radio from earlier this week, Packer Transplants, tons of stuff. Hope you'll check it out. Please. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. See you on Sunday. Go Pack, go.